from McDonald across the street to the Chi-Hi girls game right now as Onalaska misses a shot. And Claire Pedretti missing, and now Chi-Hi left to right. Mark Halverson flying solo here on WOGO Sports. And now Chi-Hi going left to right, working it on the outside. Seaholm and in off the bench. They've got Riley Turhark on top to Seaholm, the sophomore. She'll penetrate into the lane. Stolen away by Onalaska. The Hilltoppers bring it the other way inside of 14 minutes to go, first half. How about those Macs? Wow, Eddie Mittermeier and company doing the job against Schwamagon, falling to the floor and losing it out of bounds. An Onalaska turnover on Ava Breidenbach. And Onalaska has a timeout. 13:47 left, first half. We'll take a break. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi-Hi and McDonald Athletics.
13:47 left, first half, 4-3 on Onalaska girls. We'll get you back to Max boys basketball second half action later. The Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford. As usual, it's play good defense, take good shots, and limit the turnovers if possible. Chi-Hi would love to win their second game of the season in this non-conference home game here tonight, but Onalaska stealing it away and taking it to the other end. Shot put up off glass and two for Tatum Walters, the 5'7 sophomore. And it's a 6-3 Onalaska lead, their biggest lead of the night. And at the other end, the Cardinals, a foul committed by Brooklyn Sandvig after a Chi-Hi turnover. And so with 13:25 left, first half, Onalaska getting the ball up 6-3. Onalaska with a first-year head coach, Tom Cowley, and first year for them. He's had his 17th year of varsity head coaching experience. He's previously been at Arcadia Thorpe and Prairie du Chien, all as a head coach. And a driving layup is good for Anna Skemp, the 5'7 junior. And Onalaska goes up 8-3 now. Sanborn looking to get it across the timeline, taking her time against that pressure. Now mostly a man-to-man for Onalaska. But they've gone to a bit of a zone right there on the 2-3. But I'll tell you, the coach was emphasizing a lot of man-to-man to me in the pregame earlier. Inside of 13 minutes left in this first half now. And a foul on Onalaska, and it'll go on Tatum Walters, her second. And for Onalaska, their second as a team. So she's got both of them. And inbounding it for Chi-Hi is Kayla Pavich, the 5'8 senior. A lot of Chi-Hi players. Coach looking for some of these younger players, the sophomores, to step up and be more confident with their shot if possible. Working it on the outside, talked to Coach Becca Bestel in the pregame. Turhark, one of those younger players she's looking for, as Reuter takes it left baseline, loses it out of bounds. So the Cards are down 8-3 right now, 12:43 left first half here on WOGO. And now Onalaska a little bit against three-quarter court pressure from Chi-Hi as they get it across the timeline. Skemp. And they work it free throw line extended out to Pedretti. Left baseline and a travel called on Skemp. And Onalaska turning it over with 12:27 left here in the first half. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest concrete, longest lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Chi-Hi now into the forecourt and an over and back. Again, a lot of turnovers on these Cards, and this one, Pavich couldn't hold on. Some substitutes coming into the game. Addie Seaholm, the 5'6 sophomore, and Cameron Felstad, the 5'10 senior. And they will spell Allie Richardson, and also 15 going out of the game, Pavich, for Coach Becca Bestel's Cards. And the ball out of bounds, and Onalaska hold on. Onalaska going right to left, leading it 8-3 over Chi-Hi on the Cardinals' home court here. A couple of games postponed for the Cards have been rescheduled. Get to those dates. Missed shot down low by Sidney Philbach, the 6 foot junior. Onalaska with the rebound, though. They work it out on top and setting things up. Skemp. They work it on the outside to Breidenbach. Work it to Pedretti. Pedretti driving right side. Picks up her dribble on top to Skemp for Onalaska. Down low, getting it to Philbach. Shot from the outside, off, no good. Missed by Breidenbach. And timeout, Becca Bestel. We'll get a break in the action. 11:38 left, first half. Cards down, 8-3. Girls High School Hoops. McDonald boys to follow, WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On Alaska leading 8-3, Mark Halverson flying solo. Chi-Hi Girls High School Hoops, our first game in a while. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call them at 723-9490 or stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. All right, Cardinal ball coming in off the timeout as the Lady Cards working around on the outside. Reuter, their leading scorer at 17 a game. She's scoreless so far as we're almost 7 minutes in, and a steal by Onalaska. They take it the other way. Breidenbach's going to lay it up and in, and it's a 10-3 advantage for Onalaska and head coach Tom Cowley's crew, who came in here 3-4 overall against the 1-6 Lady Cards. Reuter driving through two defenders. Gets called for a travel. And the Cards just a lot of offensive woes at the moment with 10:50 left first half. Got to clamp down on defense and try to get that offense cooking a little bit here. And the purple and white working it down low. Ball knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay on Alaska ball. Halftime for that McDonald boys game against Shawamagon. And at the end of the first half here, we'll get you across the street as quick as we can for the remainder of that contest. And then come back for the finish of our game. The drive into the lane all the way through, missing the left-handed shot. Sidney Philbach, no good. Here comes Sanborn for the Cards down the left sideline. Sanborn setting it up, bounce pass. Reuter, left baseline, shot, no good. Air ball, missed, and Jenna Ganson, a 5'5 sophomore, coming up with it. Onalaska in complete control right now, up 10-3, 10-10 left first half. Pedretti works it on the outside to Skemp. On top, they get it to Vandenhoven, one of the more challenging names I've come across. And missing it, no good. Rebound, Philbach gets her own miss, puts it in. The lefty, Philbach, and it's a big run. I think it might have been a 3-2 game. It's 12-3 on Alaska right now. On a huge run, and a whistle and a foul in the forecourt on Sidney Philbach, the 6 foot Onalaska junior. First personal, third team foul, with 9:46 approaching the midway point of the half of the Cards with just 3 points. So some offensive woes for Becca Bestel's crew. Again, she said, haven't practiced much lately. When they practiced December 27th, it was our first practice since the 20th, had two games postponed. And they'll be made up on Monday nights. Air ball missed from the corner that time by Riley Turhark. Rebound, Reuter puts it up and in. And a much-needed basket for Ava Reuter and the Cards, who stopped the bleeding, and it's 12-5 on Alaska. Into the forecourt, Hilltoppers bringing it right to left. Setting up Ganson on the right side to Breidenbach. On top to Skemp, working it down low, losing it out of bounds, intending it for Philbach. An Onalaska turnover, 9:08 left first half, 12-5 Onalaska. So the Cards now starting to get their offense. Hopefully, Reuter getting that hoop a moment ago, but now Seaholm will take a seat in favor of Brooklyn Sandvig. The 5'8 senior checks in. If you check three-point shooting percentage, both Sandvig and Reuter shooting over 40%. I think Sandvig was even over 75%. So whistle and a foul out on top as Sandvig trying to get the ball to Reuter with 9:01 left first half. And a blocking foul on number one, Skemp, her first, the fourth on Onalaska. As a team, Skemp checks out, and they've got Vandenhoven, 5'9 sophomore in there, and tying her shoe right now for a bit of a break in the action. They allow that. Is number 12, Sydney Philbach, and Sanborn will look to get it in for the Cards. Pass deflected, intended for Sandvig, stolen away by Onalaska. Into the forecourt, the Hilltoppers. Pedretti, far side, gets it to Ganson, three-pointer, air ball, no. Reuter with the rebound. Ava gets it out to Sanborn. Here come the Cardinals. Sanborn taking it all the way in for the layup, misses the shot, no. Glass cleared by Philbach for Onalaska. 8:35 left first half, Cards down 12-5. Into the forecourt, Hilltoppers on top, Vandenhoven. Ganson will drive, getting it on top. Onalaska takes their time. There's the shot from the lefty, no good. Missed by Philbach. Rebound, Chippewa Falls. Sandvig will bring it down. She sees Sanborn on the left wing. Three-point attempt, got it. And the Cardinals back within four at 12-8. And, just a two-pointer, just a two-pointer. All right, well, a two-pointer for Sanborn. But nonetheless, the Cards needing it for sure. The drive missed, no good. And out of bounds to Chippewa Falls as Vandenhoven on the drive. So just a two-pointer. It looked like Sanborn was behind, but maybe her foot was on the line. Our referees tonight are M. Fisher, Nick Bean, and Joshua Skaug. 7:56 left in the half. Again, the Cards pitching a single digit right now, but looking to work that up, starting to get that offense going a little bit. Into the forecourt, Sandvig. Bounce pass out on top. She gets it to Allie Richardson, the 5'9 senior. In the corner, Sanborn's dangerous bounce pass stolen away. Another Cardinal turnover. Racing down on the fast break, missing the shot. Skemp wrestling for the rebound that time. Allie Richardson with Philbach for Onalaska. And Onalaska has the arrow with 7:38 left here first half. Good time to tell you that White City Glass, a proud sponsor of Triple Falls High School Sports on WOGO for over 30 years. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. And a travel called on number three, Tatum Walters, the 5'7 sophomore. Cards get it back, 7:32 left first half, trailing 12-7. We've been able to grab one highlight for a high V halftime or potentially post-glass and mirror post-game for you. And Sandvig catching the inbounds. A lot of highlights in that Max game. We'll have to put a montage together tomorrow and share those on our sister station, WWIB, of Caleb's splendid calls of Eddie Mittermeier's threes. Wow. Sandvig driving, and there's two more for the Cards, and it's a 12-9 game. Chippewa within three after having been down by nine. Into the forecourt on Alaska, and potentially a travel. And it's going to be two shots for the driving Claire Pedretti, the 6-foot junior. And the foul goes on number two, Richardson, her first, the fourth on the Cards as a team. First one for Pedretti is off the mark, no good. So the Cards on a 6-0 run right now, 7:03 left first half. At home against Onalaska here, non-conference play. Second one, off the back iron, no. Rebound knocked around, Chippewa gets it. So missing both free throws that time. Pedretti into the forecourt. McDonald, loose ball, fighting for it. And the possession arrow, Chi-High is going to hold on to it with 6:51 left in the half. As Reuter will check back in for Cameron Felstad and also Riley Turhark, the freshman, the 5'11 freshman for Sanborn. Yeah, you talk about the youth here. You talked Seaholm as the sophomore. You also got Chafee, a sophomore, and Turhark just a freshman. But I think when you look at the scoring for Chippewa Falls, all three of them contributing, and coach would like to see even more as Onalaska fighting for a steal, trying to get it away from Pavich. Three-point attempt on the way, off the rim, no good. Missed, follow-up by Reuter, no. And out of bounds, Chahai will keep it. The missed three on top by Turhark, the freshman. She comes in averaging 1.3 a game. The leading underclassman scoring, I guess, sophomore, Chafee, about 5 a game, and Seaholm about 3 a game. Sandvig in the deep left corner. There's the shot up and a little bit short by Pavich. And the rebound comes away to Turhark in the deep right corner. She gets it to Reuter. Reuter penetrating, loses the ball, tries to recover it. Wow. Left baseline shot off the front iron. No. Rebound comes away to Skemp for Onalaska. 6:15 left in the first half. 12-9 Onalaska. Right baseline penetration. Put up. No good. Missed that time by Ganson. And Chahai will bring it. Sandvig, right corner. They work it on top. That's going to be 15, Pavich. Left side, Sandvig. She's going to go to Iowa State in track. What a track star she is. One of the greats in the history of Chahai in that sport. And the pass to Richardson goes out of bounds. Well, too many turnovers here for the Cards, and that's certainly a problem. We gave you those Toyson Ford keys to the game once the game had started, but the usual ones that kind of follow the Bo Ryan, Dick Bennett approach to basketball. Limit your turnovers, take good shots, play great defense, and not necessarily in that order. 12-9 basketball game. Onalaska with it in the forecourt. Just over 5.5 minutes left of the half. Whistle and a foul as Philbach takes it to the hole for Onalaska. At Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any questions. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona, visit ghr-ec.com. First one, no good. For Philbach, they've got a good balanced scoring. I've got at least four players in the scoring column for them. Philbach's going to hit that one. 13-9. On Alaska by four. Into the forecourt. Pass through the hands of Richardson. Recovered on top by Pavich. Right side to Seaholm. The sophomore on top to Sanborn. Sanborn wrestling one versus one and steals it away. Skemp stole it away from her. Double-digit turnovers for sure for the Cards here as we're about 13 minutes in. Skemp down low. Spin, whistle, no, and to the free throw line. Last time down, Pavich had the foul, and this time it's going to be the second one on Seaholm and the sixth on the Cards as a team with 5:07 left first half, 13-9 on Alaska. We'll get you back to the McDonald boys across the street against Shawamagon once we hit halftime and take that one into the first one. No good for Skemp. So Onalaska keeping the door open with some missed free throws here for their side. Otherwise, they could be up by about, you know, instead of 4 points, it'd be 7 or 8. Skemp's going to hit the second one. 14-9, 5-point lead for the Hilltoppers. Going to go down low, Allie Richardson posting up as a defender coming in on her and working into the corner to Sandvig. Deep right corner, cross courts a pass. She'll find Reuter for three off the back iron, no. Rebound cleared by Breidenbach, the 5'9 senior from Onalaska, into the forecourt. On the dribble, Skemp. She'll back down Sandvig. Brooklyn plays that good defense. On top, they're going to work at Breidenbach. Her pass to 21, Pedretti. Then on the wing, the bounce pass from Ganson. Whistle and a foul. The Cards have committed fouls each of their last two trips down, and another one. Make it three straight trips. And that's Richardson, her second, and the seventh on the Cards as a team. And Onalaska getting too many free throws here as Philbach to the free throw line. First one is up and good. So unofficially, I have her for 4 points. I think I may have missed a point or two, but 15-9 on Onalaska. 4:26 left in the half. Becca Bestel giving some instructions to Brooklyn Sandvig, her senior. And both of them good for Philbach. So she's 3 out of 4 from the line. 16-9 now. The Cards had cut the lead to 3. It's back up to 7. Sandvig driving whistle and a foul on Skemp. She'll get her second with 4:20 left in the half. And tell you that the Hy-Vee halftime show, stick around for that, brought by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Going to be somewhat abbreviated as we want to get you back to Max Boys Basketball, the second half of that contest against Schwamagon. See if that fine shooting continues. Reuter, turnaround. In and out, no good. The Cards stay at single digits with 4:05 left in the first half. Onalaska into the forecourt. There's a drive right down Main Street, missing the shot, Breidenbach. And out with the rebound, Felstad, the 5'10 senior. Sandvig going to lay up, miss the shot. Rebound comes away to Breidenbach. It's become a track meet, and so Sandvig should be comfortable in that. As Chai almost had it, Onalaska got it back down low, and two more for Pedretti. And it's 18-9, so the Cards have been doubled up 18-9 by Onalaska. Missing a shot, the Cardinals. Rebound. Boy, the Cards just cold shooting and too many turnovers here in this one. Into the forecourt, Hilltoppers with a 9-point lead, matching their biggest of the evening. Inside a 3:20 left first half. From the birdcage here at Chippewa Falls High School. Air ball miss on the right side by Philbach. And here come the Cardinals. Sanborn into the forecourt. Dribbles it into the right corner. Defender picks her up there, Jenna Ganson. On top, they work it around on the outside, Terhark. On top, Reuter. Reuter leads him in scoring. Sanborn down low. She'll get it. Getting it to Felstad. Shot up, no good. Missed from the right side by the freshman, Terhark. But taking more shots, which coach wanted, but not falling. Cardinals, 9 points in over 15 minutes of hoops. 2:40 left first half. Onalaska, the ball in an 18-9 lead. Some of the Christmas rust showing up here. It's been a while. Ganson on the dribble. Right side, getting it off to Breidenbach. Reuter on her defensively. She'll drive, lay it up, no good. Rebound down to the freshman, Terhark. Here come the Cardinals. Sandvig into the forecourt. Sanborn. Sanborn gets it on top to Terhark. The freshman, right side, Sandvig. Sandvig looking inside. Reuter's going to put her head down and drive. Bounce pass into the left corner. Gets it off to Terhark. On top, Sanborn. Sanborn over to the right side. She'll find Sandvig. Brooklyn, deep right corner. She'll fire with three-pointer, air ball. And out of bounds to Onalaska with 1:50 left first half. We'll be reconnecting pretty quickly as we get to halftime with Caleb Swenson back across the street and come back for the finish of this one. As the Cards try to find their offensive touch. In the meantime, Skemp on the dribble. Into the forecourt. As they bring it right to left. Final 100 seconds of this first half. On top to Pedretti. Whistle and a foul on the Cards. Yeah, talking interesting earlier to head coach Tom Colley. He's like, you know, and I really try to run a team-oriented offense and defense. So on offense, I don't run sets for one player. We try to just have motion. And on defense, similarly, try to play that aggressive man-to-man primarily. And so it's interesting, his philosophy, and the girls getting used to that. As the first free throw was made by Pedretti, and she hits the second one as well. So Onalaska heating up the line as the Cards have their biggest deficit of the night now at 20-9. And Sandvig into the forecourt. Sandvig for three. Off the back iron, no. Rebound on Alaska to Philbach. Skemp into the forecourt. Skemp inside the three-point line. And now on Alaska just kind of taking their time a little bit. Inside of a minute 15. Philbach down low. Goes to her teammate, wrestling through defenders. Pedretti, ball out of bounds. Two on Alaska with 1:06 left in the half. Again, the Cards had been down 12-3. They scored 6 in a row to make it 12-9. And since then, Onalaska's reeled off 8 in a row. As basketball a game of runs, you better believe it. Vandenhoeven. It's Van Evenhoven is actually how you say it. Driving, whistle, and a foul as Breidenbach. Again, Cards committing, again, too many turnovers, poor shooting percentage, and a lot of fouls. That is like nine now. And Felstad gets her first 19th team foul. Double bonus is almost here. It's the regular bonus. As Breidenbach was in the act of shooting, misses the first one. Minute left in the first half. 20-9 on Alaska. Second one is good for Breidenbach. It's a 21-9 game. Sandvig now. Carr trying to get the double digits in points in this first half. Down 21-9. Final 50 seconds. Sanborn out on top as Philbach coming out on her defensively, kind of intimidating. Philbach, a 6-foot junior. And a whistle and a rare on Alaska foul. Their sixth with 43.4 left. That one called by M. Fisher. And that is going to go on Van Evenhoven, her first personal, sixth team foul. Sanborn looking to get it in. Final 43 seconds of the half. Sandvig, she'll penetrate. Pull up shot. One-hander, got it. Sandvig, second highlight for the Cards. And we got a couple of highlights if we get much of a Hy-Vee halftime show, or at least in the post-Glass and Mirror postgame later. Meanwhile, on Alaska at the other end, ball stripped away. Final 25 seconds. Good job by the Cardinals defensively that time. Felstad into the deep right corner. They're working around on the outside. Reuter penetrates into the paint. She'll dish one and draw the foul with 16.2 left until halftime. And the Cards trailing it 21-11. Well, nice to get off nine as on Alaska had reeled off nine straight since the Cards had scored. And the foul goes on Van Evenhoven, her second, 5'9 sophomore. And Reuter to the line, first one no good. Check her free throw percentage for you. It was about, 76% coming in this game. Reuter missing the first. And the second one is on the money. All right, 16 seconds. Cards back within 9 at 21-12. Into the forecourt on Alaska. Holding it for one here, presumably. Ball knocked away from Ganson out on top. Holding it, Breidenbach. They get it off to Van Evenhoven. So try to go down low. Ball knocked away. Intended for Philbach, and the half ends. 21-12, our score here on WOGO Sports. We'll save some of those highlights for a bit later, but... Hey, again, give you a quick Hy-Vee halftime show. The halftime show brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. And early on, pretty even, and then on Alaska out to a 12-3 lead. They got a good run. Then Chi-Hi able to score six in a row, making it 12-9. On Alaska scores nine straight, 21-9. The Cards finish with the final three-hour halftime score, 21-12 on Alaska. We'll take a bit of a break and get you over across the street, the second half of McDonald and Shawamagon, before we get you back for Chi-Hi Girls in Onalaska with Lady Cards Trail on Alaska, 21-12 on WOGO Sports. All right, McDonald boys winning that one, and a huge night for Eddie Mittermeier. Ava Reuter drives the lane and scores, and Reuter now has five in the second half, eight for the game, and it's a 27-21 lead, so the Cards have cut it to six here, and they've come out with the eye of the tiger here in the second half. Mark Halverson with you on WOGO Sports. Our third game in this triple header is on Alaska going left to right, and the Cardinal defense tying them up, and they get the ball back. Cards were down by nine at the half, but they've had some good moments here. Brooklyn Sandvig, a steal, took it coast to coast and scored. And Reuter with a three and a two. And now Chai with it. And set the lineup for Addie Seaholm in there. Also, you got Sarah Chafee, the 5'7 sophomore. For Coach Becca Bestel. Reuter on the floor. Allie Richardson shot from the deep left corner is good. And that one is going to be Chafee who nails that one. And Chafee with the three-pointer, making it a three-point game. At 27-24. And there's the shot, little 15-footer, no good for Philbach. And the Cards with it. Chai picking up their intensity and their hunger and getting that offense. Again, it was a tough first half, 12 points only, but seeing some better contributions here in the second half. Seaholm drives through two defenders, puts it up, no foul called, fights for her own rebound, out of bounds, but a good effort by Addie Seaholm, the 5'6 sophomore, and she'll take a break now and head to the bench, as will Chafee. But Coach Besto getting a better effort from her girls here in the second half. Don't you agree, Nick Gaiman, getting a better effort? Absolutely.
It's half the battle right there.
There we go. We'll get a headset on Nick here if we can, but he's running the clock. So, all right. Good job by Onalaska. Ball movement, basket, and a foul. One of the dark clouds of the second half for the Cards. Pedretti gets her second hoop since intermission. 29-24 Onalaska. 12:15 left in this regulation as Pedretti is going to miss the free throw. And the foul was on Terhark, her first for the Cards. Their first as a team here in the second half. Onalaska has one as well. Richardson down low as her shot blocked, out of bounds to Chippewa. 12 minutes left, 29-24 Onalaska. JV game earlier was won by Chippewa 34-29, low scoring affair. Sandvig for three, got it. And Brooklyn makes it a 2-point game at 29-27. So Sandvig coming alive as well here. I think there was just some Christmas cookie rust. The 3-pointer comes up short for Breidenbach. Rebound on Alaska, reverse layup, whistle, and a foul. Oh, double dribble. So discount that, and the Cards within two after trailing by 9 at the half. 29-27, Chippewa smiles on their faces now. Sandvig and Ruder coming across the timeline. Sandvig on the dribble as they bring it right to left. Sandvig on the right side. She came in shooting over 46 points a game, 46% on three-point shots, and a scrum all over the floor. We've got Richardson and Sandvig and one of the Onalaska players, I think Breidenbach. And it's going to be Onalaska ball. Cardinal turnover with 11:23 left in regulation. 29-27 Onalaska. Into the forecourt, Skemp for the Hilltoppers as they bring it left to right. Cross-court pass, left side. They get it to Walters. Walters did have 4 points in that first half. A field goal and a couple of free throws. Onalaska led 21-12 at the half, but leading at 29-27 through the hands of Walters. She recovers it before it went out of bounds. On the left side, Ruder on her defensively. Cards trying to match up and whistle, and a foul is going to go on Chippewa. Pavich, her second, with 10:56 left. And checking out is Terhark in favor of Seaholm, who joins Pavich and Ruder and Sandvig and one other player, Richardson. And there's the shot, good. Skemp, Anna Skemp, her first hoop of the second half. 31-27, Onalaska by four. Cardinals bring it right to left. Ruder, she started to heat up a little. Sandvig behind that three-point line. Defender on her, deflected. Pass off to Ruder. 10.5 minutes left. Cardinals with the ball down four. Trying to keep that up, and a pass stolen away. A weak pass from Pavich, stolen away. Onalaska in the fast break, knocked out of bounds. And the Hilltoppers will get it in with 10:20 left in regulation. Opportunity to tell you that make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. And that looked like Pedretti for two more down low, the 6 foot junior. And now it's back to a 33-27 on Alaska lead. Ruder gets it on top to Sandvig. Now Seaholm will call the play for the Cardinals. 9:50 left in regulation, approaching the midway point of this second half. Ruder on top, the Cardinals' leading scorer at 17 a game. Turnaround shot, no good, air ball. Onalaska out of there with it, and out of bounds. It'll be Chippewa ball with 9:39 left in regulation. 33-27 Hilltoppers. Cards had crept within two, but Onalaska, the last two-point baskets to push the lead back to six. Inbounds pass to Reuter. Reuter, a three-pointer, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Hilltoppers. Here comes Onalaska. Skemp bringing it down left to right. Gets it to Pedretti on the left side. On top to Van Evenoven. Philbach. Cross courts a pass to a wide open shooter. Missing the shot that time is Walters. Cardinals out of there with it. And that's Allie Richardson, the 5'9 senior. She finds Seaholm in the backcourt. Seaholm getting it ahead to Chafee. Cutting through Sandvig back to Chafee. Chafee's pass down low to Richardson. Cutting through the defense. Puts on up. Whistle and a foul. At the exact midpoint of the second half, Richardson to the free throw line for the Cardinals. And I've got the free throw shooting percentage. So we got so many papers, you look around for it. First one is good for Richardson. Well, what counts is what she's doing right now, not what her track record has been, I guess. And okay, we got the second one from Richardson. Got it. 4-point game. Now I find it. Yeah. In retrospect, I can tell you she was a 43% free throw shooter. Well, she just improved that. She's now 5 out of 9. So there you go. Makes the next one. She's 60%. How about that? 33-29. Onalaska down low and again taking advantage of their height, missing the shot. Philbach, rebound chased down in the deep left corner, out of bounds to Chai High with 8:38 left in regulation, and the Cards down by four. And a 30-second timeout, back in a moment on WOGO Sports.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter, Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
.com 8:38 left in regulation. Cards down four, and definitely the eye of the Tigers been there. More hunger, more passion, more focus, and these girls want this game. They want this home win, their second win of the season. They're 1-6, 0-5 in the conference. And Addie Seaholm, Brooklyn Sandvig. Also, you got Cameron Felstad out here. Also, Sarah Chafee on the floor for Becca Bestel. And Allie Richardson with, you have Reuter on the bench, and a turnover for the Cards, unfortunately, before they could get a shot off. 8:23 to go. Still down four. Going to have to fight for this one against head coach Tom Cowley's club. His 17th year as a varsity girls head coach. His first year at Onalaska, fourth school. Three-pointer, Walters, front iron, no. Rebound out of bounds to Chippewa with 8:09 to play. 33-29 Hilltoppers. Sandvig in the backcourt with Seaholm. And now checking in for the Cards, Turhark, the freshman. She'll spell Chafee, the sophomore. Get a little more height. Turhark at 5'11 instead of 5'11. All right. Seaholm into the forecourt now for the Cardinals. Sophomore gets it right side to Turhark. You're young there, right? Sophomore to a freshman. Turhark, 15-footer. Airballs one from the free throw line. Fighting for it, the Cardinals. Onalaska out of there with it. Good hustle that time by Felstad to try and save it. And it stays. Who's basketball? Chai basketball. So it went off Onalaska. The Cards will keep it with 7:51 to go. Seaholm is going to inbound it. The 5'6 sophomore. Addy gets it into Sandvig. On top to Turhart. Right side, Felstad. On top, Sandvig. Future Iowa State Cyclone. Pass to Richardson, knocked out of bounds. Cards keep it. 7:36 to go. Keep that offensive flow going, girls. And Reuter will come in to try to help the cause. Their leading scorer at more than 17 a game in favor of Richardson. Alley goes to the bench. Here on WOGO. Time for me to tell you that Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. Terhark on top to Reuter. Reuter, 15-footer, a little bit soft. Unfortunately, out of there with it, Philbach. Well, that would have been nice, made it a 33-31 game, but not to be. All right, clamp down the defense, girls. Sandvig tried to lead the charge out on top against Walters. Cutting through the defense, Skemp, right corner. Open shooter, no. Missing it, Pedretti. Rebound out of the Reuter. Reuter ahead to Sandvig. Sandvig on the right wing. Cross court to pass deflected by Skemp, stolen away by the talented 5'7 junior for Onalaska. Hilltoppers bringing it left to right. Walters on top, Skemp. Chahai 1-3-1 zone. Cross court pass on top to Walters. Sandvig is nice in the 1-3-1 zone on top, very aggressive, but a whistle, and I think she committed a foul there. And on the just as I was complimenting her defense, Brooklyn gets whistled for her third personal and the second team foul, and she'll take a seat now by Becca Bestel on the bench or further down the bench. 6:37 to go. The Cardinals down four. They've been making a push here. They cut a 9-point game to two, but it's four right now. Clamp. Oh, no. Wide open lane going down Main Street. Philbach whistle and a foul and a travel, though, is called by M. Fisher. And so a turnover on the Hilltoppers with 6:29 to go. Seaholm calls it out. Into the forecourt. Addie. She's double teamed. And a whistle and a timeout for the Cardinals. They get the timeout. They'll take a 30. We're back in half a minute. Cards down four. WOGO Sports.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's Hai Chai department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chai Hai and McDonald Athletics.
On Alaska, 6:22 to go. Mark Halverson on the call here. My son Dawson back at our WOGO studios manning this triple header of basketball. Started with the Mac girls against Luck earlier, and the Mac boys took down Shawamagon, and Chai girls trying to finish things off here. On the outside, Reuter. Important possession for the Cards, down four. Been stuck on 29 for a while now. Clock edging towards under 6 minutes, and they're going to aggressively go after the freshman. Terhark and commit a foul in the process with 6:01 to go in regulation. Fourth one on Skemp. Skemp's got four. She's a key player to lose, their point guard. Inbounding the ball, Terhark, the freshman, looking to get it in. She does to Reuter. 6 minutes left. Oh, and Reuter loses the ball, but fortunately to a teammate. Felstead back to Reuter for two. And it's 33-31. The Cards are within two. And two more for Reuter. He's got seven in the second half, 10 for the game. 33-31. The Cards within two. On the outside, Skemp with the four fouls to Walters. Cards have cut a 9-point lead by 7 points. Missing the shot on the drive. Skemp out of bounds to Onalaska. Hilltoppers keep it with 5:29 to go in regulation. 33-31 Onalaska. Again, low-scoring contests. JV won by Chahai earlier, 34-29. Girls High School Hoops. We'll check the WOGO Sports calendar in the post-class and mirror post-game show. Underneath the basket, driving off balance, missing the shot. Claire Pedretti, Cards out of there with it. Here comes the sophomore. Seaholm into the forecourt, all the way down the left baseline. Ball knocked out of bounds by Skemp. Cards will reload. 5:14 left.
Ava, get in it. Anna, you're in it.
Coach Tom Colley yelling out his defensive instructions as Terhark, the freshman, looks to get it in. She does. Deep left corner to Chafee. Chafee gets it to Terhark. Deflected pass, stolen away, and then a foul committed by Seaholm, as she ran into the interceptor, Philbach. And Addie gets her third with 5:08 to go. And Sandvik will check in for Terhark now. Brooklyn with three fouls as well. Joins Seaholm and Felstad and Chafee and also Reuter for the Cards, who only trail it by two, 33-31. You have to go back to way early in the game to find the time when it was just two. Well, a little, I mean, other than earlier in the half, but other than that. Working around on the outside, Alaska, three-point attempt missed, no good by Reidenbach. Fouled up and in, and a foul. Oh, that one hurts. Philbach gets two more. She's got nine, and Sydney Philbach, the six-foot junior, one of two six-footers on this team, along with Pedretti, going to the free throw line after the fourth foul on Addie Seaholm down low. 35-31 now. On Alaska by four. Free throw is good for Philbach. She's got five in each half, 10 for the game. 36-31. The Cardinals down by five. Sandvig into the forecourt to Seaholm. Seaholm gets it to Reuter. She'll drive into the lane, and a whistle and a foul before she got her shot off. And it's on 23, and the foul called by Nick Bean with 4:38 to go. It goes on Ava Breidenbach, her first, the fourth on Onalaska as a team. They get inbounds to Chafee. Down low, Felstad. She finds Reuter, free throw line left side, got it. And this is now a three-point game again. And Reuter gets another one to make it a three-point game. But Onalaska scores at the other end. Who got that one?
21.
All right, Pedretti for two more. She's got eight and a half and 13 for the game. Reuter on the ground to Sandvig. They're working in the left corner to Chafee. She gets it down low. Reuter falls down, is fouled with 4:02 to go. And it goes on 12, Philbach, her third personal. So the foul starting to add up for both teams as Chahai trails
Royal
it.
Royal Credit Union checking
38-33.
Endless way.
And Seaholm looking to get it in. She does to Reuter. Reuter's pass on top to Chafee. Working around on the outside, Seaholm. Down low, Felstad. Back to Seaholm behind the three-point line. Reuter's out there. Sandvig is in the deep left corner. It's going to be Chafee. She puts one between the backboard and the rim. Stolen away by Chafee. Good job to Sandvig. Huge steal to Seaholm. Giving the Cards new life. Chafee back to Sandvig. On top, Seaholm. Reuter for three. Off the front iron, no. Sandvig was going after the rebound, knocked out of bounds. Fortunately, Sandvig didn't get called for the foul, but the Cards are down five with 3:29 to go. 38-33. It's so hard to get by those points. They already have 21, though, in the second half. They only had 12 the whole first half. And looking to get it inbound now is Pedretti. And Pedretti now against Sandvig's one-person full-court press. Got to watch it, Brooklyn. You don't want to commit that fourth foul. Play aggressive, but don't foul. 3:15 to go. Onalaska not troubled to go ahead and take some air out of the ball. See if the Cards can come up with a steal before they get a shot off. They try to build this lead. Cards at the 1-3-1 zone. And flinging the ball around the half court. And good defense by Sandvig. Knocks it out of bounds with 2:59 to go. But the Cards are down five. And they need to stop and they need points. They would love to get over the top of the mountain and take down the purple and white of the Hilltoppers here. Into the forecourt. Onalaska, it's stolen from behind by Sandvig. Here comes Chippewa Falls. Sandvig takes it up and in. And it's a 3-point game now. Sandvig with the steal. And it's a 3-point game. Two more for Brooklyn Sandvig, number 33. And another steal by Sandvig. She's going to lay it up and in. And it's a 1-point game. Sandvig putting on a show. Back-to-back hoops for her. As the Cards go within one at 38-37. How about Sandvig with 2:24 to go and the ball knocked out of bounds. No foul called to the dismay of some of the Onalaska. Sandvig, two steals and two layups. to give the Cards new hope and new life. Sandvik from behind now. That crazy speed and quickness for her. And she reaches in. Again, no foul call. The player fell down. And now Onalaska. The final 2 minutes and 10 seconds with a one-point lead. On the attack, left to right. Skemp with four fouls. She backs it up. Right side, nearly a travel. Shot no good by Breidenbach. Whistle and a foul. And it's on Onalaska. The Cards get it with 2:02 left. And the foul goes on Breidenbach, her second. So after, as so often is the case, after you miss a shot, she committed the foul. And we've got a break. Back in half a minute. Cardinals with the ball down one on WDOGO Sports.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Two Brooklyn Sandvik steals that resulted in layups cut a five-point Onalaska lead to one. And Chai has the basketball. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to help serve you near St. Joe's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. All right, here we go. 2 minutes to go. Cardinal ball. Feel the drama. Cards within one. 1-6 Chippewa Falls against 3-4 Onalaska. Reuter down the middle of the lane gets tied up by Skemp. And the possession arrow is what they're looking at. And it's Chai-High ball. So the Cards keep it with 1:53 to go. Good defense by Skemp, especially considering she has four fouls. Was not a foul. Addie Seaholm, the sophomore, to get it in now. She does. Right side, she gets it off to Turhark. On top to Chafee. Boy, talk about youth out there. Sophomore, freshman. And then you got a senior in Reuter. And then Seaholm threw her hands, whistle. And coach was calling timeout. Becca Bestel was calling timeout. And that is what will happen. Before it went out of bounds, we'll take another break back in half a minute on WDOGO Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Your Lady Cards are fighting hard here in game three of our triple header on WDOGO Sports. Mac girls earlier, Mac boys, the win over Shawamagon, and now it's the Lady Cards trailing at home, 101 seconds left in regulation, trailing the visiting Onalaska, 38-37. Big break for the Cards there because Becca Bestel had called timeout, and then just seconds after that, her team, a pass had hit a player and gone out of bounds, but the ref agreed she had called timeout first. So they get that. The Cards are down to one timeout. Onalaska with two left. Dramatic finish to this one. Turhark, the freshman, smile on her face, looking to get it in. She gets it into Seaholm. Some contact from Skemp, no call. Inside of 100 seconds now. 1:35 left in regulation. Seaholm out on top to Chafee on the far side. Chafee on top. She's a pretty good shooter. On top, they work it to Turhark. Left side, Seaholm trying to go down low. Richardson and a foul over the back on Philbach. She gets her fourth. Philbach with 1:25 to go. And that means the Cards are in the bonus. So Philbach with four. She joins Skemp with four. And Richardson to the free throw line. And we told you earlier, Allie, a 43% free throw shooter coming in, but she hit two here. She's three out of four on the night. from the free throw line. One plus one. Going to make the first to get the second. It's on the way. Off the rim, no good. Skying for the rebound. Sandvig couldn't get it. Whistle and a foul on Sandvig in the backcourt. Not the worst thing because it puts them at the line right away. It doesn't. That's the sixth team foul. So, all right, got to watch it now. She had to watch it before. If she didn't want to get four, she's got four. So maybe their best defender, Sandvig, with the four fouls. She's matched against Skemp, who has four, but you don't want to commit that foul. Somebody else has to foul if you want to. Down low, they're going to go Philbach. Stolen away nearly, and some contact between Chafee and Philbach, and out of bounds to Onalaska. 1:11 to go. Onalaska ball, they lead it by one. 71 ticks left in regulation. Mark Halverson with a call here on WOGO Sports. All right, Coach Bestel excitedly calling out instructions to her girls defensively. Clock ticking toward a minute left. Down low, they get the two. Philbach gets the hoop. She's had a big night, and here comes Chippewa down by three. Reuter for three to tie it. Reuter on the right side. She gets it from Sandvig. She knocks down the defender. No call, and Chai lost the ball. Oh, boy. So Reuter was taking it for the higher percentage, too, and now Onalaska at the other end. The final 40 seconds with the ball and a three-point lead. And a whistle away from the ball. It's going to go on, I believe, 44 Reuter. And Reuter gets her first personal foul in the 17th foul and sends 23 Breidenbach to the line where she's 1-for-2 on the night. 36 seconds left. Cards down 40-37. Breidenbach hits the first one. It's a 4-point, two-possession game. 41-37. Cards have been down by 9 at the half, 21-12. Have fought back and really have had that ferocity, aggressiveness, determination, focus, and passion going the second half. But trail it by 5 now, 42-37, 35 seconds to go. Into the forecourt, Sandvig to Seaholm. Seaholm on the left side. Onalaska likes to go man-to-man. They go zone right now. Richardson left-handed, puts it high up. No, and she draws a foul with 25.8 seconds left. And Richardson to the free throw line, where she was just a short time ago, where she missed one. She is 2-for-3 in the second half, 3-for-5 on the night. Came into the game a 43% free throw shooter. The foul going on Skemp, who just fouled out. That hurts, but there's only 25.8 seconds left. Richardson is going to miss that one. Hit it off the back iron, hit the front iron, and missed. But she gets two. Was in the act of shooting with her left hand. Interesting. You know, it'd be an interesting rule if they made you shoot the free throw with the hand you took the shot with. Just occurred to me. But anyhow, you don't have to do that. Second free throw is good. So Richardson does get that one. It's a 4-point, two-possession game, though, with 24 seconds left. Into the forecourt, Onalaska. Walters all the way in. Left-handed layup is good. Her first two of the second half. And it's a 6-point lead, and Onalaska calls timeout with 18 seconds left. We're back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Stick around for the Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show to follow. We'll have highlights, scoring, WOGO sports calendar, and hear from head coach Becca Bustle. Can she pull a rabbit out of a hat here? Down by 6, that's 2 3-pointers in 17.9 seconds. Doesn't look good for the Cards right here, but they fought hard. You got to like that improved play of the second half, but at this point, only 17.9 ticks of the clock remaining, and Onalaska with some full court pressure. They lost Skemp, their 5'7 junior point guard, finishes with 7. Here come the Cards, the final seconds. Sandvig, got to be in a hurry. Get up that three-point shot. Sandvig's their best three-point shooter percentage-wise. Reuter will shoot it, miss it. Rebound comes away to Onalaska. Philbach gets it. Final 4-3. Foul committed. Sandvig was going to go ahead and commit one. I think she just fouled out of here. It was the fifth on Brooklyn. She's done. So like Skemp, she fouls out. She had 7 in the second half, finishes with 11 points. Good effort by Brooklyn. And, hey, she put them, they were down 5, and she had back-to-back steals and layups to make it a one-point game, but they couldn't quite overcome that. We'll have both of those calls for you in the post-Glass and Mirror post-game show as Breidenbach hits the first one. 45-38 on Alaska will get out of here with a W and even their record at 4-4 overall. They're in second place in the Mississippi Valley Conference. The Cards in the bottom of the BRC at 0-5 will fall to 1-7 as Breidenbach hits another one. That's it, a half-court shot, no good from Seaholm. That does it, 46-38 on Alaska. Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show coming up in 1 minute here on WOGO Sports.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's Hai Chai Department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chai High and McDonald Athletics.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Low-scoring contest tonight as Onalaska comes out on top, 46-38 over Chippewa Falls. As the Mark Halverson back with you in the Post Glass and Mirror post-game show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. Coach Becca Besser will join us shortly. Statistics: well, Onalaska out to a 12-3 lead. Cards made it 12-9. Then Onalaska made it 21-9. Cards able to get the last three, made it 21-12 at the half. Second half, much more eye of the tiger, focus, passion, determination for the Lady Cards. But, hey, they got as close as one, late going, but just wasn't meant to be as they lose it 46-38 tonight. That's your final score, 46-38 here at Chippewa Falls. And hopefully Coach Bestel, they had a huddle at center court with the team. And I know we're not here every night. And, in fact, this is like only our second game. But I think she'll remember. I'll wave her down. Get her. In the post-Glass and Mirror post-game show. All right. See if she can try those headphones on. All right.
Hey.
Hey there. Now, you're not going to work on a biology project while we do this interview, right? We were talking before the game. You were doing some teaching things, getting some things done.
Yep.
Well, Coach, I saw a different team in the second half. How about you?
Yeah. What I told them at halftime is that's one of the best defensive halves that we've played all year. I mean, other than we had a few too
the
many
first
fouls.
Half.
Yeah, the
okay.
first half.
Right.
We had a few too many fouls in the first half. But other than that, I mean, we played really solid defense and then couldn't hit a shot. And I told
right.
them, I said, I don't think any of those shots were bad shots. Mm. We just need to hit them.
Right.
But we got some open looks. We got them from all over the floor. We missed layups. We just, I mean, I think we were, my assistant just told me we were like 20% in the first half and 50% in the second mm-hmm. from the floor.
Right. And I think that is,
difference.
You were seeing that. I mean, you're different. It's just seeing some of the numbers. I mean, you know, Sandvig finishes with 11, Reuter with 10, and really mm-hmm. 7 of, for both of them, 7 points in the second half. But Sandvig, you know, let's take it late in the game, and it's a 5-point game. Mm-hmm. Sandvig gets back-to-back steals and layups. It becomes a one-point game, and you had the ball.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then we missed 4 free
right.
throws or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was a big difference in the game is they hit their free throws mm-hmm. and it mattered. We didn't. And free throws have been an issue for us all year. We have been not as good as we need to be from the free throw line. I mean, I really – we need to shoot better from the free throw line, layups, threes. I mean, we need to. That's a big problem for us right now.
And so, but you did. I mean, I, you know, I had to wonder. I mean, you talked about limited practice time, and you had a couple games postponed. So, I mean, whatever rust and things, it felt like for me as a broadcaster, and you see these girls all the time. Yes. You had the good defense in the first half, and you kind of built on it.
Yep.
Now how do you continue on as you next have Holman, but not until January 5th?
Well, what's nice is that we have 2 days of practice. We practice on Tuesday and Wednesday, and that's really nice that we'll have two of those before we go. We have three games in a row then because we go Thursday, Friday, Monday.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, we'll do a lot of shooting in those practices and build on our defense because we did – I mean, most of the second half we were in a zone, and the zone – didn't necessarily look good to me, but they were missing, and so we stuck with it, and it worked, and we got some steals, like you said, at the end, and that was good, and so we need to clean that up, too, so we have some good defenses we can fall back on.
And your young girls continue, I mean, at different points, at crucial times, you've got sophomore, freshman. I mean, that's a lot of youth.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about our young kids.
They're growing up in a hurry.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that they have to grow up by being in these types of situations because that's, you know, really not fair to them or anybody else. But at the same time, they're doing a lot of really good things on the floor. Like, you see flashes of brilliance from all our young kids. And if we can get that going a little bit quicker this year, that'll help us a lot.
Yeah, I mean, for, you know, Turhark as a freshman or Chafee as a sophomore, I mean, to be see them, all three of them, I mean, they certainly look – have the poise and the confidence and growing in that comfortability on the varsity level.
Yeah, and we're working on cutting our turnovers a little bit. And
that was, you know, a problem.
As a coach too, when you're playing young kids, you have to expect that. I mean, they're not this level. They're still getting used to it. It's harder than it looks to step right in from a JV level and come in, or eighth grade level in Terhark's situation, but. They're getting it. They're getting better. It's just that they're not quite where we need them to be yet, but they'll get there.
We are next slated to see you for that New Richmond doubleheader because it's the girls and then the boys.
Friday. Yeah, that'll
and
be
so,
fun.
We'll see you for that one.
Yeah, thank you for being here tonight. I really appreciate it.
Good to see you. All right, Happy New Year.
You too.
All right, that's head coach Becca Bestel here on the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show on WOGO Sports. And make sure I'm on top of things in terms of the time this evening. And all right, well, let's get on with we're good. All right, so scoring finished like this for Onalaska. Skem finishes with 7, 6 for Tatum Walters, 12 for Sydney Philbach, 12 also for Claire Pedretti. So there you go. They're 2 6-foot juniors. They're twin towers, each with a dozen apiece. 7 for Breidenbach, and she had 4 for 4 from the line. What Coach was talking about there, hitting their free throws. Meanwhile, for Chahai, Olivia Sanborn had a hoop early. 4 points for Allie Richardson, all from the free throw line. 2 points for Addie Seaholm in the first half. 2 for Cameron Felstad in the second half. Sandvig finishes with 11, and Reuter finishes with 10 for the Cards. How about some highlights here on WOGO Sports in the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show? We've got some of those for you from both the first and second half. More from the second half. Let's give it a listen. Sandvig will bring it down. She sees Sanborn on the left wing. 3-point attempt. Got it. And the Cardinals back within 4 at 12-8. And we had another highlight a little bit later in that first half. To get it in. Final 43 seconds of the half. Sandvig. She'll penetrate. Pull up shot. One-hander. Got it. Sandvig. Second highlight for the Cards. Out Chai with it, and set the lineup for you. Addie Seaholm in there. Also, you got Sarah Chafee, the 5'7 sophomore. For Coach Becca Bestel, Reuter on the floor. Allie Richardson shot from the deep left corner is good. And that one is going to be Chafee who nails that one. And then quite a bit later in the second half, the Cardinals getting another highlight. They get inbounds to Chafee. Down low, Felstad. She finds Reuter, free throw line left side. Got it. And this is now a 3-point game again. And then Brooklyn Sandvig puts on a show. Chippewa Falls. Sandvig takes it up and in. And it's a 3-point game now. Sandvig with the steal. And it's a 3-point game. Two more for Brooklyn Sandvig, number 33. And another steal by Sandvig. She's going to lay it up and in. And it's a 1-point game. Sandvik putting on a show. But unfortunately, Cards never got closer than 38-37. The rest of the way, they just got one more free throw to 8 points for visiting Onalaska as the Hilltoppers get out of here with a 46-38 victory. Earlier, the Chahai JV did score a victory, though, 34-29. Meanwhile, we'll just check that WOGO sports calendar for you on our way out here on this Thursday evening, the 29th of December. Yeah, that does it for us on WOGO Sports this year, but not this winter sports season, because we're back at it with Greg Stewart in hockey. He's been getting a rest during the holidays, but he's back at it. Coming up, that is on Tuesday, as the Cards boys hockey team, and what a season they're having, skating at home against Menominee, 6:40 the pregame, 7 o'clock the drop of the puck from the Chippewa Falls Ice Arena. Also looking ahead to Thursday, it's January 5th. The McDonald boys make it to McDonald girls at home against Regis, a projected 6:55 pregame. And then that doubleheader on the 6th of January, Chippewa Falls girls and boys against New Richmond. 5:25 our pregame for a 5:45 tip against New Richmond, followed by the boys game afterwards. So girls and boys, doubleheader is New Richmond. You know, teams things up on the bus to get over here, and heard a lot of this maybe in the WIAC or more of it in there, but might as well do that in the Big Rivers Conference as well. So we'll leave it there in terms of the schedule and what's on tap next week, Tuesday, Thursday, the doubleheader on Friday. Even Saturday, the McDonald girls will be at Ladysmith January 7th. That's a 6:40 pregame and a 7 o'clock tip here on WOGO. Well, again, a busy day, a doubleheader yesterday of Max basketball, boys and girls, and a tripleheader today, the Mac girls against Luck, then the McDonald boys taking care of business against Shawamagon. The Chahai girls coming up a little bit short in this one tonight as they fall to Onalaska 46-38. We'll get podcasts of all the games up at WOGO.com. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks to Dawson Halverson for doing his best job yet, manning the controls, handling a tripleheader and two intermingled games here tonight. So, 5 gold stars for him. Thanks so much for listening. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi-Hi Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Chi-Hi Basketball on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.